KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's clear and 28 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today with a high near 60. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In area news, no injuries were reported after an SUV went off the road and caught fire Tuesday evening here in Cass County. According to dispatch reports from the Cass County Communications Center, the driver of the vehicle apparently fell asleep at the wheel on a rural road near Cumberland. The SUV entered the ditch and caught fire and was totally engulfed in flames by the time firefighters arrived. We expect more details later on this morning, but there are currently no details available. News time is 7:07.
This is Jay from Lindeman Tractor with another harvest coming to an end. We want to move some used combines. We've got a great selection of used combines on our lot, but it's time to change some inventory. Right now, we've got two 2010 New Holland CR9060s with just 400 hours. Along with that, we've got a 2011 New Holland CR9040 with just 200 hours. If you're not ready to make the move to a CR combine, we have a good selection of New Holland TR combines as well. For example, we've got a 2002 TR99 with 1,600 hours. Everything's been through the shop and up in shape. Along with that, we have several different financing options. For example, we have a 30-month interest waiver, cash back discounts, or a fixed low rate with a term up to 84 months. And we're going to make it worth your time to come take a look. With our selection, the financing, and our motivation, now has never been a better time to get you upgraded. Call Rick, Chris, Lon, or myself at Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
An Atlantic man was arrested Tuesday morning in Audubon County on a warrant charging him with theft in the fifth degree and trespassing. The charges against 55-year-old Devin Allen McDermott of Atlantic are the result of an investigation into the April 14th theft of scrap metal from property near 330th Street and J Avenue. McDermott was being held in the Audubon County Jail on $300 bond. The Cass County Sheriff's Office assisted Audubon County authorities in conducting the investigation. No injuries were reported after a vehicle driven by a Shenandoah police officer struck a car while the officer was on patrol early Tuesday morning. Page County Sheriff's Office said Officer Ethan Johnson was traveling through the parking lot of the Essex Post Office at around 1:35 a.m. and checking the license plate on a vehicle that was parked in the lot. In the 2012 Chevy Impala he was driving, sideswiped another vehicle that was also parked and unoccupied. The Impala police cruiser owned by the city of Shenandoah sustained damage to the front passenger door and fender. The parked vehicle that Officer Johnson struck was a 1990 Olds Cutlass owned by Jerry Meyer of Shenandoah. Meyer's vehicle sustained damage to the rear end. A dollar amount of the damage was not immediately available. Officials of the Obama for America campaign announced late Tuesday that President Bill Clinton will hold campaign events in Council Bluffs, Mason City, and Waterloo today. The event will be held in Council Bluffs at the Mid-America Center at One Arena Way. No ticket is necessary. The doors will be open to the general public beginning at 9:15, with Clinton scheduled to speak shortly thereafterward. And while in Iowa, Clinton will fire up supporters and urge them to get out the vote for President Obama and Vice President Joe Biden. An historic landmark in Shelby County has been purchased by Murtu Medical Center. In a Board of Trustees meeting Tuesday morning, Murtu Medical Center approved the purchase of Mickle's Family Restaurant. Following a closed session by the Hospital Board of Trustees, Murtu Medical Center Chief Executive Officer Barry Jacobson told the board he had a conversation with the owner of the restaurant, Sue Cobalt.
I was called by Sue Cobalt about 3 months ago about her desire to sell the Mickle's restaurant. We've been discussing that now for the past 3 months, and we have come to an agreement that would be contingent on this board's approval. The purchase price would be $375,000. $175,000 that would be paid at closing, $100,000 July 15th of 2013, and $100,000 July 15th of 2014.
Jacobson said he was contacted by Cobalt about 3 months ago with regard to her desire to sell the restaurant. He said following those discussions, an agreement was reached that was contingent upon the board's approval. The purchase price would be $375,000. $175,000 would be paid at closing, $100,000 on July the 15th of 2013, and the final $100,000 installment on July the 15th of 2014. Jacobson said there is another contingency before the hospital can go through the process.
This would also be contingent on conducting a Phase 1 environmental site assessment regarding the real estate in question at Murtu Medical Center's expense. with the results of said assessment showing no contamination or evidence thereof that may warrant further examination, investigation, or mitigation.
Jacobson said the property would be used for further expansion of the hospital.
Currently, we obviously, on the east side of the property, we have our physician's clinic, we have radiology, a lab, emergency room. Those areas would have nowhere to expand to. And really, if you look all around the hospital, there is nowhere to expand to at this point. So that would be the purpose of this purchase, would be for future expansion. We would obviously work with Sue on the details of the purchase agreement and as far as when the closing would occur and anything that she wants to do to close that property down or close the restaurant down. So that's my recommendation to the board.
He said they would obviously work with Cobalt on the details of the purchase agreement and anything she wants to do on closing the restaurant down. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next. News time is 7:12.
This is Jay from Lindman Tractor with another harvest coming to an end. We want to move some used combines. We've got a great selection of used combines on our lot, but it's time to change some inventory. Right now, we've got two 2010 New Holland CR9060s with just 400 hours. Along with that, we've got a 2011 New Holland CR9040 with just 200 hours. If you're not ready to make the move to a CR combine, we have a good selection of New Holland TR combines as well. For example, we've got a 2002 TR99 with 1,600 hours. Everything's been through the shop and up in shape. Along with that, we have several different financing options. For example, we have a 30-month interest waiver, cash back discounts, or a fixed low rate with a term up to 84 months. And we're going to make it worth your time to come take a look. With our selection, the financing, and our motivation, now has never been a better time to get you upgraded. Call Rick, Chris, Lon, or myself at Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
In the funeral announcements, Marilyn D. Young, age 91, of Exira, died Saturday. Funeral services for Marilyn Young will be this morning at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Delmer Queck, age 86, of Fontenelle, died Monday. Funeral services for Delmer Queck will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Maxine Mickey Seibert, age 93, a lifelong resident of Atlantic, died Monday. Funeral services for Mickey Seibert will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Anita Sophia Serby, age 72, of Coon Rapids, died Monday. Funeral services for Anita Serby will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Alice Blazik, age 65, of Fontenelle, died Monday. Funeral services, make that memorial services, for Alice Blazik will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Joyce Rocker, age 89, of Manning, died Sunday. Funeral services for Joyce Rocker will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Phyllis Jean Olson, age 80, of Elkhorn and formerly of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Phyllis Olson will be held Friday at 1:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Zena Lyman, age 48, of Greenfield, died Friday. A graveside memorial service for Zena Lyman will be held next Monday at 11 o'clock at the Fairview Cemetery in rural Stewart. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Bernice Schroeder, age 91, of Manning, died Tuesday. Services for Bernice Schroeder are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. And Carolyn Lynham, age 87, formerly of Greenfield, died Monday in Indianola. Funeral services for Carolyn Lynham are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.